Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Thursday, August 3rd, 2023. US futures are pointing to a lower open after climbing slightly higher in after hours. European equity markets have opened negative following lower levels in Asia. US dollar has strengthened while Japanese yen is turning steady after hitting a one-month low against the greenback. Treasury yields are sharply higher at the long end and flat at the short. WTI crude oil futures are drifting lower, gold and copper are also down, and iron ore futures are down by 3% in China. In macro news, the fallout continues from Fitch's downgrading of the US credit rating. The downgrade is blamed in part for the risk of move in equities, though sell-side firms have downplayed the significance for treasuries given the market's importance. Treasury yields have been pushed to new highs as the Treasury ramps up auction sizes and labor market strength. On the data front, China's Caixin Services PMI unexpectedly quickened in July as firms reported improvement in new business and operating conditions. And the input price inflation softened to the lowest level since February. Analysts now see the possibility for the PBOC to lower the RRR as early as August to address the liquidity gap. Japan's services expanded at a slower pace last month as growth in business activity fell to the lowest level since January, and cost burdens rose for the first time since April. The Australian trade surplus widened further in June on stronger iron ore shipments. In Europe, the Eurozone final composite PMI was revised lower. The German trade surplus widened on a big drop in imports. Germany's July services PMI came in slightly higher than estimates, while Italy, Spain, and France's July services PMI readings all came in lower than consensus, while the Italian retail sales print was higher than expectations. Key focus on the US macro calendar today is the July services PMI, July ISM non-manufacturing index, and July challenger job cuts. The June factory orders, Q2 preliminary unit labor costs, and Q2 preliminary productivity are also due, as well as the weekly initial jobless claims, weekly continuing claims, and weekly EIA natural gas inventories. Notable earnings reporters in the U.S. today include Warner Bros. Discovery, Moderna, Kellogg, Expedia, International Exchange, and Regeneron. These are posting results before the open. Apple, Amazon, Amgen, ResMed, Microchip Technology, and Motorola Solutions will report after the close. In corporate news, Lionsgate Entertainment is closing in on a deal to acquire Hasbro's TV and film business for about $400 million, according to Bloomberg. PacBio will acquire Apton Biosystems in a transaction valued at up to $110 million. Asian equities traded lower on Thursday. The regional benchmarks were extending losses, with the Nikkei underperforming. Hong Kong, Australia, and Korean markets were also weaker, though the pace of their declines has slowed from Wednesday. Mainland China stocks closed higher. Taiwan was closed due to typhoon, Southeast Asia was mixed, and India is trading lower. European equity markets are softer today. The Bank of England policy decision will be the main macro focus of the day. The consensus is for a 25 basis point hike, though there is an outside risk of a 50 basis point move. Thank you for joining us for the US market preview for Thursday, August 3rd, 2023. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.